and welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Folt. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And joining us from Albuquerque, New Mexico, is the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Folt. Mickey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Rob.
Must be some disappointment, though, at your end, because this is the time of year when the curtain has just come down on regular season baseball, and baseball fans now looking ahead to the postseason. But for the second time in a second year in a row, your Cardinals are not going to be there.
Oh, I left that behind a couple of weeks ago, I think, Rob, although they weren't eliminated until Saturday, I suppose. Yeah. But no, I'm on to football and hockey now, so there's always something new, you know.
Okay, and who's your money on, by the way, for the baseball? Who do you think's going to take it?
I don't put money on those sorts of things, but I guess I'm probably rooting for Cleveland because it's been, what, 60, 70, almost 70 years since they won, so 69 years.
Yeah, and 102 regular season victories. That is pretty hard to go up against, isn't it? That's a powerhouse team they've got there.
I think 30 of 33 is the most impressive part of it to end the season.
Okay, well, let's get to the topic at hand. Mickey, you decided that now is a good time to take a look at lead. What grabbed your attention for this one? I know that the price of lead, Mickey, has reached its highest level in about 10 months. So what piqued your interest in having this discussion now?
We're going basically through the commodities that are world traded, and it just seemed logical that lead would be the next. We've done copper and zinc, and fortuitously, the price of lead touched a five-year high today at $1.16, so the timing is pretty good.
Okay, what's behind that price spike?
Well, a lot of things are behind it. Increased demand for metals, a rising commodity market generally. But there's been a couple of things happen in the lead space. Very tight supply right now. 60% of lead zinc mines in China are closed for a month because of environmental inspections. There's speculation that there will be winter smelter closures. So those are kind of the near-term things. But, you know, we just have a tight supply. And this is despite Chinese markets are closed, entirely closed this week, a week-long holiday. Another thing going on with China would be the UN sanctions against North Korea. North Korea is the second largest supplier of lead concentrates to the Chinese.
And this shutdown of the mines there, Mickey, for environmental reasons, also comes at a time when stockpiles of lead at the LME, I'm reading, a slumping to about a nine-year low. They're down 41% this year.
Yeah, I looked at the five-year stocks, and we're at near a plus or minus five-year low at 160,000 tons. Kind of doing the math in my head, my guess on a daily basis, that's probably 8 or 9 days of supply, world supply for lead. But there's been a price surge over the last 12 trading days. Now, some of that is going to be due to speculation. But since the low of in late January of 2016, that day we all remember, at least people in commodities, January 20th, when it hit a low of 74 cents, we've been making higher highs and lower lows. So that's very bullish for the lead trade, 52-week low at 87 cents. And of course, we hit the high today. Looks like a tight market, at least in the short term. And that's also reflected by the fact that the three-month futures curve is in backwardation. So that tells you right now, here and now, that the demand for lead is very tight.
And we began, Mickey, with an emphasis on China because, what, it's the world's largest producer, about half of all lead coming out of China. Is that correct?
That's correct. China produces half the world's lead. I imagine they probably use half the world's lead. Other big producers would be the Aussies at about 15% and the U.S. at 8%. But this is a worldwide market in the fact that there are many countries all over the world. You got Peru, Mexico, Russia, India, another 20 or so countries that produce lead, but there's very few standalone lead mines. Basically, the six mines in the Viburnum Trend, the New Lead Belt of Missouri, are the only really purely lead mines. Lead is a co-product of zinc, and almost always occurs with zinc. And there's lots of smaller mines that are run. Lead zinc mines that are really run and produce profit.
You can't talk lead without talking battery technology, because that by far really is the dominant use for lead, is it not?
That's correct. 88% of the lead is used in lead acid batteries. Other major uses would be ammunition, solders, weights, paints, variety of other demand, but by and far controlled by lead acid batteries for motor vehicles, all the way from motorcycles all the way up to trucks and heavy equipment machinery. One thing to note is a significant portion of the world's supply, probably nearly 50% now, is supplied by recycling of scrap, and that's recycling of lead acid batteries. You know, this is a big market. It's the eighth most important market in the world in terms of tons produced, something on the order of mine production of plus 5 million tons a year, and recycled not much less than that. So overall, about 10 million tons a year of lead into the market, and that's the demand right there.
Yeah, you talk about the recycling. I'm reading Europe and North America have battery recycling rate of close to 100%, if not 100%. So when you talk about lead being out on the market, there's a good chunk of this stuff just goes around and around. It's used in one product, it's recycled, then it's used again, correct?
Correct. But the production's been flat. Refined production, and that would be both primary and secondary refineries, been flat since about 2011 at this plus or minus 10 million tons a year. But a lot of the new demand is driven by the Chinese, and as they get more and more automobiles, and they have electric bikes now, and also a lot of demand for telecommunication power backups. So in case the grid goes down, you know, use lead acid batteries for a while till you can get the telecom industry back up.
Yeah. And of course, when we talk about batteries for vehicles, you know, looking out into the future, there's this great wave of electric vehicles apparently going to be coming down the pipe sometime. How does the lead story fit into that situation, Mickey, compared to the batteries that are now in use?
Well, certainly the demand in lead is not going to accelerate by any stretch of imagination. The electrified vehicle phenomena right now is pretty much restricted to China, and they've created that by establishing a bunch of incentives. So they subsidize, they put taxes on non-electric vehicles, et cetera. But you know, the world's still going to run on fossil fuel-fired vehicles for quite some time. The electric vehicle market at this stage is pretty minuscule, and so the demand for lead-acid batteries is not going to go away anytime in the near future.
And the investing angle on this one, Mickey, what is the takeaway here for people listening and thinking, you know what, maybe I like this lead story and I want to try to make some money off of it?
Well, like I said, there's no pure lead mines in the world outside of Missouri. There may be some other ones that I am unaware of, but and the Missouri mines produce a little bit zinc. But you know, if you're going to look for a lead mine, you're basically looking for a lead zinc silver mine, or a lead and zinc plus or minus silver. So there's lots of opportunities in junior resource space to get into companies with flagship projects that are lead zinc or zinc lead, depending on where you are. And mm-hmm. in fact, I'm involved in one of those companies now in Ireland. It's mainly a zinc play, but there's significant lead along with it, as is the usual case.
Okay. Anything else to add on this one, Mickey?
Can't think of it right now.
All right, well, let's wrap it up on that note. We'll reconnect in a month's time, and I know that you're looking now more towards hockey and football, but I'm going to bet that between now and next time we talk, you'll be catching a fair bit of playoff baseball as well.
Well, I am, but I am looking forward to the first hockey game in a couple of nights, and it's a featured game in the U.S., and it's the Penguins versus the Blues. So now in our 51st year without a Stanley Cup, maybe this is the year for the St. Louis Blues.
All right, let's go Blues. Thanks very much, Mickey. We'll reconnect in about a month's time.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. You can also hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.